which involves Tehillah Shachar by Mikdash. There were two particular chambers in the Beis HaMikdash. Achas Iskas Chashoyim, one was called the Chamber of the Quiet Ones, Achas Iskas Akelim, and one was called the Chamber of Utensils. Now, what exactly were these chambers for? Lishkas Chashoyim, the Chamber of the Ones Who Are Quiet, that refers to Yirei Chet Noson Esoich B'Chashai, people who fear sin, people who are righteous, would put money into that chamber quietly. And poor people who were sons of people who were wealthy, so they had gone down and become poor, they would be supported from this chamber's money also quietly, meaning that the people who gave the tzedakah wouldn't know who would receive it, and the people who would receive the money wouldn't know who gave it, so they wouldn't be embarrassed. It's often much harder for them to receive charity if they came from a wealthy background. So this is one of the chambers, and this way of giving tzedakah is considered one of the highest forms of giving tzedakah, because it means that the person who receives it isn't embarrassed at all, or ashamed, and he knows that nobody knows that he is poor, and also the person who gave it doesn't feel any pride over that person or anything, and this is considered to be a mitzvah, really, lishma, a mitzvah for the right sake, for the right reason. That was the first chamber, lishkas hakelim. The second chamber, the chamber of the utensils, kol mishum misad kli. Anybody who wanted to designate a utensil to the Beis HaMikdash, zorka l'soicha, would throw that utensil into this chamber, and it would be filled up with lots of utensils, v'achas l'sheishim yom, and once every 30 days, gizborim pais chenesa, Beis HaMikdash treasurers would open up this chamber, v'chol kli shemotzu bo tzorich levedek habayis, and any utensil which they saw a need for the running of the Beis HaMikdash, they saw that that utensil itself could be used as it was, they would leave it there, v'hasha'ar, and the rest of the utensils, which they themselves couldn't be used in the actual service of the Beis HaMikdash, or in the technical running side of the Beis HaMikdash, nimkorin b'dmehen, they would be sold for their value, and using that money, v'noifrin l'tishkas bez gabayis, and the money would fall to the chamber of the Beis HaBayis, meaning the money could be used really for anything needed for the running of the Beis HaMikdash. Perikvav Mishnah Aleph. Because the previous Mishnah listed a chamber in which one would be able to designate utensils to the Beis HaMikdash, much of this perek will discuss the 13 boxes which were situated in the Beis HaMikdash, into which one would be able to designate money for the Beis HaMikdash, and the different functions of these boxes, as we will see later on in the perek. Now, because there were 13 of these, the Mishnah also discusses two other things which were, there were 13 of them in the Beis HaMikdash, and that will really take up the first half of the perek before you reach the discussion of the 13 boxes into which one could designate money for the Beis HaMikdash. Now, as an introduction to the perek, the Mishnah tells us, Shlosh Asoy Shefarais, there were 13 shofar-shaped boxes into which one could designate money for the Beis HaMikdash. When we say shofar-shaped, that means that they were narrow at the top and wider at the bottom, so that one couldn't take money out from the top, where it would look like he's actually putting in money, but he's actually taking out money and stealing it. So this way, if it was narrow at the top, then you wouldn't be able to do that, and that's why it was shaped like that. Number two, Shlosh Asoy Shulchanos. There were 13 tables. There wasn't only the main shulchan of the Beis HaMikdash, there were also 12 other smaller shulchanos. And thirdly, Shlosh Esrei Hishtachavoyos. There were 13 times where one would bow down when he entered and came into the Beis HaMikdash, Hoi BaMikdash, there was in the Beis HaMikdash. Shalbeis Raman Gamliel, v'shalbeis Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, the members of Raman Gamliel and Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim's households, Hoi Mishtachvin Arba Esrei, they would actually bow down 14 times. V'heichan Hoi Seyram, where was that extra 14th time? Where would they do that extra bowing? And when we say bowing, that means bowing down totally flat on their faces. Kenegadir ha'itzim, it was opposite the chamber in which the wood for the Mizbeach was stored. Shekem Masuris b'yodom yaviseyem, because they had a tradition which was passed down from their fathers. Sheshom ha'oron nignaz, that was where the Oron HaKodesh was hidden. Yosho HaMelech, when he heard that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, he hid the Oron HaKodesh underground. When the Beis HaMikdash was originally built by Shlomo HaMelech, he had developed underground passageways, and somewhere there they had a tradition that Yoshua HaMelech had hidden the Oron. Be it as it may, every time somebody would enter the Beis HaMikdash, they would enter and then turn to their right and walk all around the Beis HaMikdash, around the sides, and as they passed each of the gates, they would bow down flat on their faces, and the next couple of Mishnayos will elaborate more on how and where they would bow down.